Today we remember the angels. We celebrate these creatures who have no physical bodies like ours. Even though we do not see them, they are busy at work as servants and as soldiers for God's army. They are our protectors. They are God's messengers to us. And that's what the word angel means, messenger. And one of the great messengers of God is the archangel Michael. And I love the meaning of his name. It actually is a question in Hebrew. Who is like God? You'll remember when God made us, he said, "Let us make humankind in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Who is like God? We were created to be like God. But our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. They did not live up to their calling to be God's servants and stewards and protectors of his creation. They sinned. And to sin is to fall short of the glory of God. It's to fall short of bearing the image of God. We fail to honor God perfectly and to be like God to one another and to the world he made. This is what happens to the prophet Daniel in our Old Testament reading. He's praying by the river, and he sees a vision of God who is the likeness and the appearance of a human. I wish I had another 30 minutes to unpack that, to convince you that Daniel sees the eternal Son of God. This is almost the same vision that John sees in the book of Revelation of the risen Christ. Can you trust me? This is Jesus, who died and rose again and ascended to the Father. And here he steps out of eternity into any point of human history. And it just so happens to be the time of Daniel. He reveals himself to Daniel, and he has the same effect. The glory of Christ has the same effect as it always does on Daniel. Just like John tells when he falls down on his face like a dead man in Revelation. Daniel says his own appearance was fearfully changed and the radiance diminished in the light of this King of Glory. Daniel loses his strength. He falls on his face and he loses consciousness. All because he encounters the eternal Son of God. Who is like God? Not Daniel. Not us. Certainly not compared to the surpassing glory of Jesus Christ, whose face is as bright as lightning, whose strength destroys death and Satan. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He sustains the whole universe by the word of his power, Scripture says. And compared to him, whatever radiance we have is darkness by comparison. And we are fearfully aware. Our beautiful, clean clothing is as filthy rags. We have no strength of our own. We buckle in our knees. And our weakness is so profound that we can't even stay conscious and wake up to the reality of who is truly like God. Michael comes with a message, and the angels with him, that we live in the end of days. Eternity is breaking out into this world of time and space. God's kingdom is being revealed. The heavens will roll back as a scroll. And the Ancient of Days himself, the eternal Son of God, comes to judge the living and the dead. And their message is, be prepared. Who is like God? It seems like Michael and the angels are, especially compared to us. They're God's perfect servants. They are his blameless soldiers who fight our battles and God's battles. And they don't do it by their own strength, we're told. The angels conquer and the angels get their power from the power of the blood of the Lamb. Turn to page 23 in your bulletins and you'll see a picture. It's a statue in the entrance of the University of Bonn. And you'll see on Michael's breastplate is in the shape of a cross. He goes forward in the strength of Christ, his only protection. And he's wielding the flaming sword of the Word and the Holy Spirit, conquering by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his power. That is always an important thing to remember about not only Michael and the angels, but that's how creatures live, which angels are. They don't draw attention to themselves, these angels. They draw attention to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Their job is to humbly and perfectly serve God. They are his messengers. They are his soldiers. And they always point to Christ and give him the glory and the praise. They raise the question, who is like God? No one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. We're called to be like him. Our job is to love him with our whole being. We were created to bear his image and to love one another as Christ has loved us. Just as the Son of God has loved us. The eternal Word became flesh. God became human in our likeness. He was born of the Virgin Mary. The great surprise and mystery is that the second person of the Trinity, eternal God, became one of us. He became like us in our appearance so that we would become like him. Who is like God indeed? The hand of God touches Daniel and rouses him to his hands and his knees because he was laying prostrate. In John's revelation, Christ puts his hand on him and says, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I died, and behold, I live forevermore," he says. And so we rise in the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. His nail-scarred hands have taken hold of you. They strengthen you through his eternal Word and Spirit. He reminds us that he died for us to break the power of sin, evil, and death that it has on our lives. If we have been united in a death like his, Scripture says we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. He rose again so that we will rise to shine like the midday sun. Like Michael, we're called to lead others to the perfect righteousness of Christ, the one who truly shines more brightly than any celestial ball. And together, we become the bright constellation of his grace for the world to see. Who is like God? You are. By God's grace and mercy, we all are. Lord God, to thee we give all praise. With grateful hearts our voices raise. That angel hosts thou didst create, around thy glorious throne to wait. They never rest nor sleep as we. Their whole delight is but to be with thee, Lord Jesus, and to keep thy little flock, thy lambs and sheep. For this now and in our days to be, our praise shall rise, O Lord, to thee, whom all the angel hosts adore, with grateful songs forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.